This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Governor Jindal's administration has said privatizing state services saves money, but some legislators are wary about the quality of those services and whether they help the budget. A measure that would have provided more oversight for contracts died in a Senate committee yesterday, as those that work at the Capitol hunkered down on a holiday to get everything done before the session ends on June 6th. Representative Kenny Havard wanted to establish a review process for contracts worth more than $5 million to make privatization more transparent.
I mean, I'm in business myself, and I wouldn't spend $5 million unless I looked at the contract and made sure and followed up and made sure that I was getting what I was paying for.
The legislative auditor's office would have been tasked with figuring out if a contract would be cheaper than the state performing those services itself. And if so, the appropriate legislative committees would then have to approve the contract. But senators, including Bodie White, who voted down the measure 8-2, had too many questions that Havard couldn't answer.
See, if it was a $10 million contract for a bridge that got washed out, where does it say that it wouldn't have to go before transportation, joint transportation? And then if we go to the appropriate standing committees, if it's money, it would probably have to go to finance and appropriations to approve it, I would think.
White commented that if the legislature weren't in session, such a bridge might take months to get approved. The Jindal administration was the only party that spoke against the bill, calling the measure liberal and pro-union. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.